We had to take a little break. You know who I am. Tacos con el Padrino. El Padrino, along following me here.
Is Mai.
How are we doing, Mai?
We're doing wonderful.
How was that break you took?
It was fantastic. That's good. I had a whole week of work put into it.
That's a long-ass fucking break.
It was a long-ass break.
Mm-hmm. And now what are we doing?
We're drinking a Stella with some tajin in it.
Stella with tajin. That sounds like a white girl trying to get that fucking, you know, that hot Latino fucking the gardener kind of a thing.
Looking at this beer, it says it's Belgian, so I don't know where
But Stella sounds like a white girl.
Stella sounds like the girl that's from Cuba, you know, from fucking East Side Story.
Stella?
Yeah, remember the guys like, Stella! Shit. Were they Cuban or were they Puerto Rican? They're Puerto Rican. Sorry, I wasn't, you weren't arguing, but I was definitely trying to prove my point.
I like how we're going to like, man, Stella!
That's what I think of, and tajin tastes good on anything. Name one thing tajin doesn't taste good on. And if you haven't tried it, you can't
judge it. Chocolate cake.
Have you tried it?
Have you?
I could.
Do you have chocolate cake?
I don't have chocolate cake. I have burnt brownies.
Hard brownies? Burnt or hard?
Both. No, actually, just hard.
Tajin. Let's see. What doesn't tajin taste good on? It definitely goes good on jicama. Pepino, piña.
Okay, all fruit. Have you ever had near-death experience?
Have you ever had it with kiwi? Isn't kiwi a fruit?
I'm allergic to kiwi.
Oh.
Did I tell you I'm allergic to kiwi? No. I'm allergic to kiwi, banana, penicillin, sometimes bleach.
With what?
What?
What did you say before bleach?
Banana.
You said something, and there's a little word or something you said in between.
Bleach, Benadryl.
Oh, Benadryl. There you go. Sounded like banana, bleach.
No.
So Benadryl.
Benadryl, yeah.
Isn't Benadryl supposed to help you when you're allergic to something?
Yes.
So the one thing that can help you is the one thing that fucking kills you.
Just
man,
like,
that sounds like a relationship.
I was going to say, that sounds like love. The one thing that's supposed to make you live
actually make you kills live? You. The one thing that's supposed, I can't live without love. No love, no live. My bad, I'm sorry.
Can you put that on a shirt? Because I would wear it.
No love, no live?
I mean,
I heard of no glove, no love. But apparently now it's like...
I've heard if the glove doesn't fit, she just must have quit. But that's never important. If the glove doesn't fit, then you're in the wrong porn.
That sounds like the O.J. Simpson case right there. You just want you want the O.J. Simpson trials.
I was. When I was little, it interpreted all my favorite cartoons. All of them.
Mm-hmm.
And on that note, what was the cartoon that you missed out on?
What do you mean that I missed out on?
When the O.J. trial was going on.
I told you, my parents hardly even let me watch TV.
But you know what?
What I do remember, though, I was watching Power Rangers, and it gets cut off. And when it got cut off, they showed breaking news. There's this guy on the freeway with a shotgun.
No.
I think you heard about that.
Yeah, this is before they had the live replay, right?
Yeah.
You saw it?
Yeah.
Did you get concerned? Did you know what happened? How old are you?
This was in the 90s. I was young.
But did you know what he had done?
Well, as soon as that happened, because I was yelling for my mom. My mom, you know, like, ¿qué quieres? And then she turns and then you hear, pow, you hear it turn off the TV.
And that's it?
That was it.
Did you ask any questions?
I was like, I told her, like, hey, I was wanting to watch Power Rangers.
They weren't coming back.
Yeah, they didn't. And she was like, ahorita no va a estar Power Rangers. No. Like, go outside.
Damn, that sucks.
And I think she thought I was going to be affected. She bought me a cap gun.
Okay.
Because me and my brother would play outside, the cap guns, you know, the things. You know,
yeah,
that's how we.
From the ice cream truck.
Yeah, stuff like that. She wouldn't buy us smoke bombs.
Did she buy the fake cigarettes?
Yeah, the fake cigarettes. The one thing I always liked were the warheads.
Those were so good, but so bad.
I'd be putting the warhead underneath the water for like a good 5 minutes, and then I put it, and it'd still be sour as hell.
Was that so you could cheat on the challenges with other people? Or just for
we
your
own? We didn't have challenges back then. We just had, can you do it or not?
Okay. It's like that cinnamon challenge you were discussing earlier.
The cinnamon. Yeah. I don't really like cinnamon. I don't know. Like, it happens. So going back to the thing of R first, sorry for the delay and the, I wouldn't call that a shortcut.
The detour.
There you go.
I know. I did ask you the first time.
Yes, we did the kiss. We did the, what was the first time you thought you were going to, you knew what you wanted to do with your life?
We didn't get very far, did we?
But I had a question, though.
Okay.
Because we did talk about earlier, we're discussing about, you said you kissed 4 different women. So when did you first realize that, I can make out with her. I could try this.
I see you brought questions to the table today, Padrino.
Yes, I did.
Let's.
Padrino is always prepared.
Can I go in a shirt? Pee pee. Prepared, Padrino. I am here for you. Prepared, Padrino, please. That's a triple P, not a triple D. We'll talk about my taco stand on another episode.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you forgot about that.
Taco stand. Damn, tacos sound good.
The deadly dick tacos.
The deadly dick tacos. You have a weird fucking mind, you know that?
I do. It's interesting.
I bet it is.
I entertain myself to the question.
So you look in the mirror and be like, fuck, you're funny, girl.
Or I would tell myself I'm cute sometimes. Depends on how I feel myself or not.
How you're feeling yourself. Okay. Well, how did those girls feel yourself?
Feel myself? Well, they felt me. When did I realize that I can kiss a girl?
Well, I'm sure a girl always realized they could, like, kiss a girl. But when did you realize, like, where were you? Like, what happened? Then be like, I could make out with her.
I have to add to this list. It's actually 5 girls. I just remembered.
5 girls. Man.
Yeah, I forgot the first one.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Was it that memorable?
I don't know if I blocked it out or it's because I may
must still have been pretty bad.
No, it wasn't bad.
Was it a guy dressed up as a girl?
No, I still know this person.
Ooh.
I don't talk to her, but...
Do you know her?
Oh, yeah.
But you still talk to her? You don't talk to her?
I don't talk to her. We follow each other on social media.
What?
I know. And that's why I said, so it's 5. So let me read...
I need to know who this person is.
I'll tell you when we're not recording.
Out of the air? Out of the air? Off the air?
Off the air, yeah.
Okay, fine.
So I was in high school... And
wait, this was the first time.
Yeah, this is the
first time you realized.
That's the one I forgot.
Oh, shit. So, all right, so the first time. Let's do this.
And that's all. We're not going to go into the other 4.
No, we got to go into the other 4.
Really?
You named all 4 for you to bring out like 8. Oh, you didn't name them. But you said 4. And for you to be like, oh, there's a 5th.
I know. It sounds like Maury and another man has stepped forward. He was there that night. There was no men there that night, clearly.
The first time.
The first time. I was in high school, and it was me and a couple of friends. And we were watching adult films from a VHS that we borrowed from another friend of ours. And, I mean, me and this person were left alone in the room.
You know,
went
borrowed because the label's already warning, like, all run down and shit.
Maybe.
It didn't even say Playboy, it just says Play.
It wasn't Playboy. It was some kind of weird space porn. And the girls had bushes. So, sorry about the sound, guys. I tapped my beer. But it was like an alien porn.
You don't have to apologize.
I do. Because the tapping, we got some feedback. We don't want to tap. All right. As I tap again. But yeah, it was like alien porn. It wasn't alien porn, but it was a porn. It was like role playing. And these people were on a spaceship. And then they had like sexy space sex. Well,
sexy space sex.
I think I like things in threes.
The triple S's.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my triple P's, you and your triple S's.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mine's a PPP. You're
a sizzle. There we go. I love it. So yeah, we were left alone in the room, and I think we both had the tingly feeling that you get when you first watch porn, you know?
This is funny that back in the day, parents actually trusted their kids.
I know, and this was like 5 girls in a room. You'd never thought.
They would all make out and watch porn, huh?
Not everybody
made out. At least sexy alien porn.
Sexy alien porn.
Was AT involved? Was this like how AT became a star?
No, he didn't put his finger out to get touched to go home. He was good. I just
see go there.
What I do remember is there was bush. Because as I got older.
There was blush or there was bush?
Bush. There was, yeah. Because you know, porn nowadays, there's really not a lot of hair.
We'll discuss your porn things later.
This is a 2-person show. We talk about my porn, we talk about your porn.
Fine.
So,
I used to hustle porn when I was in high school and when I was in the Marines. I used to hustle that shit. Hell yeah.
It wasn't an underground railroad. It was a hand-to-hand.
Transaction.
Hand-to-hand.
I had a special going on. Playboy, magazine, tissue, and lotion. $10. If the Playboy came back with sticky pages, you buy the book.
So you rented it out?
I rented it out.
Was it
I wanted
yours?
People to have variety.
Ah, well.
Hey, I'm just a businessman trying to please the crowds.
As long as you're not pleasing the crowds.
No, not like that. Wrong choice of words.
Exactly.
Wrong choice of words.
So as far as that, that was the first girl. It was just like...
Well, how did it happen? Out of the 5 girls, what made you choose this girl?
Right place, right time. We were left alone in the room, and it went from watching it. We were left in the room, like laying on the bed. And
fuck.
Yeah, I know.
What's up with you? Every time you always lay on the bed with somebody, sleeping bag, on the bed.
There's no sleeping bag.
There's always someone in the room. You like to be watched, huh?
I do like to be watched.
Damn. fuck.
I'm the crowd pleaser, I guess.
The crowd pleaser. Bring the fucking party. Let's do it. I got fucking Stella and fucking Tajin. We're about to get this bitch started. Let's fucking handle it.
So, it was just...
All right, so let me get this straight. Everybody left you in the room. You and the five girls.
It was just me and one girl. There was no girls watching.
You said five girls?
Yeah, there was five of us watching porn.
Oh, yeah, that's what I said. Yeah. So there's five girls of you watching the porn. Then everybody left. And except it was just you.
Another girl.
Okay, so it's just you and that other girl. Correct. So this was like the king saying, yeah, everybody fell asleep except you and her. Huh? You and him, now there's you and her. Was her hand up the shirt?
Yeah.
Whose shirt?
Both.
Damn.
But I didn't take my shirt off.
Oh, she did.
She took her own shirt off.
Oh, she took it.
I mean, this wasn't
what
like
a... What the hell? You got to participate. You got to help her take off her shirt.
It was from... This the is last how it started. Year. Okay, here. Let me just break it down.
All right.
So, we were both left in the room. Watching alien porn. The alien porn was off.
Oh.
Okay, the VHS tape had ran out. It was already in the...
E.T. went back home.
He did go back home. And we were just laying in the bed. And then it was like, oh... Do you want to rub my back? And I was like, oh, yeah, okay. So I started rubbing this person's back.
You started making your own porn.
I guess
while the porn was rewinding, because right? You know that'll take a minute.
We put it in the little carrito to rewind. Oh, remember the race car? Wow. It's all okay. So we're laying on the bed.
You're rubbing her back.
I'm rubbing her back. And then it's like, of course, I don't know if it was my idea or her idea, but we're like, you shouldn't have a bra on, right? Like, because the strap's in the way, and I'm just like really trying to.
How old are you guys?
14. 14, 15.
So this was a year after you had your first kiss?
With a boy, yeah.
Man, once you let wild, huh?
Yeah, that's
how. Man, you're just exploring all your options. Like, I want to get this out of the way now.
Yeah, well, wait, why wait for college? Why?
How do you know that's what you're going to do in college? How do you even know you were going to go to college?
Yeah, true. Well,
sorry, I'm just saying.
It's okay. All in all, that experience, it was just awkward. Like, we kissed and...
Okay, hold up. Does she have nice tits?
No.
Damn. Fuck the. No wonder you don't remember her.
I think so. I mean, if I'm going to have a preference, it is going to be, I think, you know, if we have to put it out there, it's more like a Christine Hendricks kind of body or Jessica Rabbit kind of body.
Ooh.
It's bigger.
Man, Jessica Rabbit, I'm not going to lie. That's like the hardest Disney cartoon has ever made.
Was it Disney?
She's Disney.
Was Raymond Roger Rabbit not Warner Brothers?
No,
we're totally going off topic. I'm not
Disney. She's straight up Disney. That's Disney. Roger Rabbit is Disney. Walt Disney had a kinky thingy. He made the...
Original hentai?
Yeah, man. Straight up Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah, that's
that was right. Disney. That's like the dark side princess.
Okay. No, she was not a princess.
That's the stepsister. That's the princess nobody wants to talk about.
That is not the stepsister. That is the straight fucking Mike Theo married this other lady after he left my aunt. And then that's the daughter that came along with the package.
Who was a stripper at my favorite strip club.
Pretty much. Mm-hmm. But we're not related by blood, so it's okay.
It's okay.
Well, all right. Okay, so
now. So you left alone.
Yeah.
You handled your bit. She took off her shirt. She took off her bra.
I was rubbing her back. Then she turned around and then we just went in for the kiss. It wasn't like anything magical, honestly. I did touch her boobs. There wasn't a lot of boob to touch. Like,
did you let her touch your boobs?
Yes. Mine were bigger for her to touch. And we just kind of left it at that. Like, it happened, and then it's like everybody had to go home. Like, we were all kind of like trying to go home.
Did she tell you the next day, don't tell nobody?
No, it was weird. Like, we talked on the phone about something completely different, and then like we just never talked about it again.
Okay.
And that was fine with me, because believe me, it was just weird. In my head, I was like, I know what you're about. But yet...
You know you're sucia.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't want to be with a sucia.
Exactly.
But I tried out the sucia.
Pretty much.
Okay. All right. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
First time.
Now, let's take a drink of the beer and make sure that...
I don't want to be dehydrated.
I don't forget. I forget this moment like I forgot her.
Yeah, pretty much. Close into that story.
Okay.
So now, my question to you.
Mm.
All right.
That's a good question.
I feel like I can't top your question because you brought it back. Like, you literally went old school from our first
episode. You know what? I'm just saying I had a week to think about this.
And you were thinking about this a whole week?
I wanted to know. I wanted to know how to ask without offending you.
Okay. Was this late night thinking or early morning thinking?
This was happy tissues thinking.
Okay.
No, I'm just playing.
So one day, a time in the day.
I was talking to my coworkers about it.
Okay. No backtracking. That's all pata in the mouth.
No, it was just a question because I know we talked about it, like, and I was thinking about how did I miss not emphasizing on that when we said, oh, I kissed four girls.
Five now.
Does that really count, though?
It does count. And I feel like it's one of those kind of stories where it's like the body
talk. Okay, out of those five, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We already know number one was not memorable.
Right.
So out of 2, 3, and 4, 2, 3, 4, 5, which one of those would you say you would try it again with?
One? Let me just put the names.
No, don't put names.
I know. I'm not saying it out loud. I'm counting my fingers. Like, I'm trying to picture.
Also with Manuela and all the time.
So. No, it was never Manuela. The fourth one. What? Oh, hold on.
Oh. Yeah, Do we have a tie?
The fourth one. No. Is there a tie? No, there's no tie. Okay. Hands down, okay. No tie.
Tell me about the fourth one.
The fourth one, I accidentally went on a date with her.
Huh?
I thought we were just hanging out as girlfriends.
How does that mean? What do you mean?
It's like when you're like, oh, let's go hang out.
Well, that's what she thought. You were her girlfriend.
Well, we went to hang out, and I was talking about a guy that it had not worked out with. Like, I had dated him, and it just didn't work out, right? And so at that moment, we had gone to a bar. It was Spikes, RIP Spikes. It's been closed down. It was like a rockabilly kind of thing. And
maybe that's why it got closed down.
No, it was good. It was a good place. It's just, you know, but me and her were driving back home. She lived like 2 blocks and I was going to go drop her off and her stuff. And
her stuff? Was she planning on spending the night?
No, she had equipment. I don't want to give more information because I don't want to give her identity away.
Oh, equipment.
Yeah.
Like equipment.
No. I'll tell you off the air what it was.
Oh, come on. All right. So, why her?
She had the best boobs.
And
she's really pretty and nice. And she had red hair.
So, why didn't you pursue a relationship with her?
Because I really, honestly, always have known it's just guys. Like,
I'm sure she could pack the equipment.
I'm sure she could have.
So then
it's just not something that fits into my life's goal. I mean.
Okay.
It just doesn't.
I get what you mean.
But if I would
we know it, your life goals.
Yeah.
All right. What's your question for me besides? All right. Because you take forever.
Are we done with the questions? Because we kind of revisited.
No, I'm just saying. With that one, we're good.
For now.
So go ahead with your question.
Dang. I thought I was ready. But I am.
Oh, I'm ready. No one's ready. Like
any question flies, right?
Let's not go crazy.
Okay, so let's play a game.
Play a game? That's not a question. That's a game.
It's a game.
Are you asking me to play a game?
Do you want to play a game? Can I be Jigsaw?
What?
From the movie Saw.
I'd be Boomhammer.
Oh, no.
I want to be Boomhammer.
Okay, Arnold.
Get in the chopper.
In the chapel?
Not chapel. Chopper.
Oh, I heard chapel. Sorry, I guess, you know.
No.
I got girl things on my mind.
All right. What kind of game is this? What are the rules?
It's marry, fuck, kill.
Oh, marry, fuck, kill.
And all I right. have been thinking about this all week.
All right. I'm ready for the game.
All
right, go.
Let me put the rules out. I just want to make sure I can ask what I need to ask. Anybody is going to be judged, male or female. So you're looking at this from a... just a being, not like a female male. When you're looking, you're thinking about all the things that go with it, like their personality, what they're like. So, yes, you are assuming. No?
No. You got to ask something that's good for the guy and good for the girl.
Okay.
You guys could play both ways. Me, I can't.
You can't? You choose not to.
I choose not to.
Okay, it's perfect. Just not I my respect
thing.
That.
It's not my thing.
Okay, I respect that. Here, we respect that. Okay, sounds good. So, I guess it's not really too many rules. So, I'm going to ask you, fuck, marry, kill... Ladies and gentlemen, he's mouthing, I don't know the Golden Girls, so I'll share my picks after he answers his question. We clearly know he wasn't watching Channel 7 or 9 when he was young.
Apparently you don't even know the channel.
I don't.
You know, there's a reason why I'm mouthing it off, but yeah, go ahead, throw my business out there. What if I said I was, hey, I need to go take a shit? What if I wanted to say that?
I mean, we would probably put mute.
Whatever.
Well, let's do Mary Fuck Kill with Saved by the Bell.
Saved by the Bell. Ooh. Okay. Wait, you're asking me or you're telling me that's what you're going
to do? I'm asking you to pick.
All right. Who?
Would you marry?
Who would I marry? I know everybody will say Kelly Kapowski, but no. It would be... AC Slater's mama. Jesse. I would marry Jesse.
Who would you kill? Remember, Tori Spelling debuted on there for a little bit as Screech's girlfriend.
I know. Yeah, probably her. Mm-hmm. The 90210 bitch? Mm-hmm. Probably her.
All right.
I don't know why. She just... Well, I liked her better on that, but I never seen 90210, but still.
So which fuck? You just married Jesse.
Uh-huh. I would honestly that...
Lisa Turtle?
No. The girl that took over Jesse's spot when she was gone with the leather jacket.
Tori.
Her.
Because she had leather on?
No, it just seemed like... I don't know. I think because it's just fucking, I feel like she would just be able to keep it on a down low. All right. You know, I think Lisa will be more that fatal attraction.
Okay.
Kind of a thing.
Okay, those were good answers. I like them.
Okay. See how I'm bringing back characters that you even forgot? You already assumed the top three.
I did.
All right. Let's see. So my turn, right? Mary, fuck, kill. We're going to go with... You know what? Does cartoons count and stuff like
that? I'm down to play with cartoons.
Wow. Says a lot.
I'm open-minded.
Says a lot. Damn, how many cartoons were there?
There's tons of cartoons. I mean...
Well, damn. Okay, let's just keep it simple. Let's go... All right, let's go with Golden Girls then.
Okay, all right. Golden Girls. So for Golden Girls, I would... Excuse me, that's the beer gurgling in me. Gurgling. So for the Golden Girls, why are you a pigeon right now?
It's Chewbacca. No, that's not Chewbacca. I don't know what I can do right now. Man, you killed my dream. Like, I thought it sounded Chewbacca. I'm sure it sounded like a South Central pigeon.
You did.
5-0.
All right, so Golden Girls, I would fuck Sophia.
Who's Sophia?
Sophia's the oldest character. The mother? Yes.
Damn.
Because think about it. Role-playing is fun.
I really don't want to think about it.
Okay, don't think about it. I'll give you the reason. So I feel like she'd be into role-playing because when she would go ahead and lecture, she'd be like, picture this, Sicily, 1929.
Oh, wow.
So I'd want her. It's like the descriptive
part. You ever seen the movie Grandma's Boy?
I have. The original STD?
The dude that messed with one of the...
The older lady?
Yeah, that's what it sounds. That's what I think.
No, I feel that's Blanche. That's why I'd kill Blanche. Because I feel like Blanche had an STD.
We're not going too much. I'm just saying, do you remember?
I remember.
Let's not go too
great
far
movie.
Into that.
Okay. Great movie.
I'll go with the... Blanche. Right, so, what was the girl's name?
Blanche. I'd kill Blanche.
Okay.
Because she's a hoe.
No, but we're talking about the... Oh, that's the fuck kill.
That's a kill.
Okay, so who would you marry?
I would marry...
Betty White.
Yes.
Why?
Number one, she's beautiful. She's funny. Okay. She started off as a comedian. She was addicted to pain pills at some point. So when she was on the show, she was a little slow.
Oh, and she's also a part of the, from what I heard, like, she's really big, like, on animal helping and stuff like that.
Yes.
Okay.
She's a humanitarian.
There you go. That's the word.
And then she talks about how she stays healthy and has, like, longevity on eating whatever she wants. She eats, like, hot dogs out of nowhere.
I can't believe she was born before loaf bread was fucking around, man.
So she was better than sliced bread?
That's the girl, sliced bread. Like, crazy. Like, bitch, be out fucking making money before I had a sandwich.
Oh, man.
Like, straight up. All right, let's see. What's yours?
Mary, kill, fuck the Power Rangers, the original season. The original. First season.
Jason, Billy, Zach, Trini, Kimberly, and Tommy. I know them.
I know them, too. Like, I know and love them. All right.
Wait. That's not really much of marry and fuck. I could only marry, you know, Kimberly and fuck Trini.
I know, and then you can kill somebody.
Alright.
Remember, you can avenge if their hearts ever got broken by another ranger. And remember, there's Rita Repulsa. You can fuck a villain.
I could fuck a villain. I feel like I could grab her by the horns, you know?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Handle that shit. Like, come here, bitch. Give me your staff. I got a different one for you.
That means I can pick the Putty Patrol so it could be a group activity.
What the fuck? What's up with you in group sessions, huh? That's how you got your
nice
starter.
I'm a people person.
No shit. People please you too, huh? Like, straight up. Like, it ain't a party with them. It ain't fun when my homies can't have none.
Mm-hmm. I distribute the samples.
Oh, shit. We have samples. Fuck. Do you have specials too? Get one for you.
You know, I had a Black Friday special. Sorry, Cyber Monday's over. Deals are closed till Tuesday.
That's Monday, not Black Friday. Get your day straight, girl. Get your day straight.
You know what? I'm out of stock till 2020. How about that?
Well, that's in a couple weeks, so you better make sure you get refilled real quick.
Oh. That refill?
All right, so check this out. I married Trini. Fuck Kimberly. No, fuck Rita. I kill Jason.
Why?
I just feel like that motherfucker, like, dude, you're not the only fucking leader. Why can't Billy be the leader?
Because he was smart. Yeah. I can't believe you'd kill Jason.
Okay, who?
I feel personally hurt by that. Well, because
you want to fuck Jason.
I do want to fuck Jason.
There it is.
It's
because of his muscles, huh?
Honestly, yeah, he's a fucking hot jock.
That's all he is.
And he was smart, too.
So it's all about physical with you, huh? Not about smartness.
I'd fuck Jason.
Marry Billy.
I'd marry fucking Tommy, because he was bad, he was good.
Remember, I can't kill Tommy.
Why?
Tommy's a badass.
Exactly. But that's why I married Billy.
That's why you married Billy.
Sorry, I just
damn, married the truth Tommy. Comes out. The truth comes out.
Well, I do like
so smart. In other words, you have an affair with Billy.
I guess it's a ranger danger.
Yeah, straight up. Okay.
That's me spitting on the screen.
Wow.
Technical difficulties in our makshift studio for now.
All right. So check this out. All right. So we have that. Power Rangers, we chose that.
Okay. I think we should take a break and go ahead and come back in a minute.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks. This is the place where you will be put under the bus if you don't want it.
Put under the bus or thrown under the bus?
Because I put you there.
Under the bus, that means you're a mechanic. You got to go see what the fuck is going on.
To put
not
somebody
throw, in the... Oh, my God.
Okay. That expression, though. Let's really quickly dissect it.
You're horrible at when someone counts you down. Like, I'm not even at one, and you're already talking.
That's true. It's like, 1, 2, 3, where? 1, 2, 3, what? I'm just not good with countdowns. I don't like the anticipation. But honestly,
so what are you doing New Year's? 10, 9, 8,
Happy
7.
New Year!
Like, what the fuck?
Oh, New Year's plans. That's true.
Oh, my God.
The year's almost over.
And no, really? We just begun.
I like that song. We've only just begun to live. I think that's how it goes.
All right. You know what? We're going to get back on track here. Now, Mai, remember when we talked about our intro, what we're going to talk about, things we're going to discuss?
Yes.
Okay. One of the things we said we're going to discuss is where. All right. Let's go with this. How to ask a girl out.
Okay.
We said guys need to have the balls to approach a girl and say, you know what? Well, don't say you know what. Hey, you know what?
Let's go out.
No. They need to have those huevos. You know, the, hey. What did my grandma used to say? Agárrate uno y apriétate el otro. You know, in all honesty, gentlemen, what is the worst you're going to get? The worst you're going to get is a woman saying a no.
I'm busy. I have to scoop my cat's litter tonight. I'm just saying.
If you'd rather scoot your cat's litter... Instead of going to get it in a free meal, you have issues.
Really? Because that's one I used.
That's the one you used?
Yes. I went out to Huntington Beach, you know, the strip where all the bars are at, and I gave this guy my number, right? Because he asked for it.
So you give him your number knowing you weren't going to go out with him.
I thought...
You're one of those, huh?
I'm not one of those. I just was like, okay. Like, he asked. I was like, right. Okay, I didn't think he was going to ask
me out.
How
long ago was that?
That was in the summer.
This summer?
In July.
Okay, yeah. I thought it was like back in the day.
No, it was in July. I was.
No, I don't know.
Okay,
I wasn't there.
I was fresh out of a relationship and what have you.
Oh, so you're on the rebound.
I wasn't on the rebound. I mean, yeah, actually, yeah.
You were on the rebound.
Yeah, essentially. So I was out at a club for a person's birthday, right? And this person came up to me and started chatting me up, gave me his number, and then he found me on social media. So he liked like 20 pictures of me at like 2 a.m, and then he texted me Sunday morning. I met him on a Saturday. Like, they want to hang out.
That's usually what happens when it's Sunday. That's because he met you on a Saturday.
Right? Okay, so this is the thing. Like, I did give him my number, and he's like, let's hang out today. This is Sunday. And I was like, you know what? I have to scoop my cat's litter today. And I literally said that, and this person still pursued me a couple more texts until I blocked the number because it got weird.
It got weird? You gave him your number.
I know, but, I mean, come on.
Apparently, you don't know.
I just figured...
We're trying to help people out here, and you're just showing them... You're just giving women ammunition of how to turn a guy down. And we're here trying to help the guys out on how to ask a girl out.
Well, since I'm a girl.
Okay.
F- female and you're a boy male, then we have to give both sides.
Maybe that's what that is.
Right.
But we're not trying to give them ammunition.
You have to give everybody ammunition. You got to be prepared for what's out there.
Yeah. Hey, let me give you my number, but I'm going to tell you when you call. I got to scoop my cat's litter.
Yeah.
Ladies, if you're going to give a guy your number, don't tell him that. Just say, you know what? I'm not interested.
You
don't got to lie about it.
Yeah, I read that. I saw this thing recently on social media that said...
Was that before or after you gave him your number?
This is after. This is more recently. And I thought it was really interesting. You're right. You're absolutely right, Padrino. It said, instead of ghosting, and it was like 5 phrases that you could use. And it said, you know what? That's jumping ahead. That's the fact that you gave him a first date. But it's just saying like, oh, I don't feel the connection. I prefer to explore the options and no longer speak
okay,
to you.
Okay. You know what? Speaking for guys... I'm not saying all guys. I'm just saying, if I'm bad, gentlemen, if you want to ask a woman out, have confidence in yourself, okay? Now, any man could go out with any woman. I don't care if she's the captain of the cheerleading team. I don't care if she's, like, the most popular girl at work or whatever it is. Because in all reality, it doesn't matter if you're a grown adult, if you're in high school or anything is. And if you're in high school and you're listening to this podcast, honestly, turn the fuck off, do your fucking homework, and worry about college. Not this shit right now. I'm being honest. If you want to ask a girl out, have the confidence, okay, to ask a woman out. There's nothing wrong with you. Well, first, can you let me finish?
I'm interested.
A couple things, guys. One, if you're going to ask a girl out, have the money to take her out, okay? We're going to go old school, okay? There's no gentleman anymore, at least not a lot that I know of. The way I was raised is the man, if you ask a girl out, somebody asks you out, what would you prefer? In all honesty, I'm not the type to be texting a girl. She agrees to go out with me to text her. Hey, I'm outside. Come outside. No. Park the car. Get out of the car. Go knock on her door and ask for her. Especially if you're an adult. Most likely she's going to have her own place. You know, I know there's hard times out there and everything. But still.
Let's say you meet up.
All right, you can meet up.
Tell me this, but you know, you're telling us how to do it, but... Tell us your best scenario.
Okay, best scenario. Let's say I ask a woman out.
How did you ask her? Phone call? In person? Just saying you're...
How can I ask a woman out if I've never... Like I just call in a random number and hopefully that a girl picks up and be like, hey, you know, I was just thinking, if you're free tonight, I would like to know. Maybe you want to meet up somewhere.
That'd be wonderful.
And she's going to be like, I'm like 60 years old, retired.
And I gotta scoop my cat's litter.
I gotta change my husband's diaper, like straight up. But no, let's just call somebody randomly and be like, hey, over the phone, would you like to go?
All right, let's go PEMDAS.
What?
Order of operation.
Where
do you find a girl? Where do you find a girl?
Anywhere.
All right.
They're everywhere. You outnumber us 10 to 1.
Give me a scenario. Where'd you meet this girl?
Okay. Let's say, all right, here we go. You go out with your boys.
All right.
You're at a bar. Okay, first of all, one thing. Girls, I know you guys go out with your homegirls. You guys want to have a good time, this and that. If that's the case, go on some sweats and a fucking sweater. Don't go wearing all crazy shit, especially if you then complain that a guy's staring at you and wants to check you out. I don't understand. I really don't. When a woman goes out, I know they say, oh, I'm dressing sexy for myself. Girl, you know that is going to check you out.
Agreed.
That's like, remember in high school, I would see girls walking. They'd be like in a crop top, skirt, and everything, freezing their ass off. But by break time, it's all warm. And they're like, look, I'm sexy.
You're right.
Yeah. Their nipples were all hard and thawing out because that's how cold it was in the morning. But... You know, I don't understand that. But your woman cannot dress a certain way and expect the guy not to look at her. You can't. That makes no sense.
Agreed. So when women say they're dressing for themselves, they should be honest. And they're dressing for themselves to catch a fucking look.
Okay, there you go.
They don't finish the sentence.
There you go. There it is. Finish your sentences.
Right?
Seriously. I'm just saying, okay, so I go with the boys, we go to the bar, and let's say I see a female that I'm attracted to, that I found her attractive, she's pretty, you know, like, okay, because in all honesty, you got to keep it real. First thing you're going to look at is attraction, physical. There's not like a sign that says I have a sweet personality hovering over her head.
I wish.
Okay, it's not like you're over here, I'm into bondism. I'm into bondism. Bondism.
Bondage.
Bondage.
If they're into bondism, they're looking to commit real quick.
My bad. Bondage.
Or some girls are looking to get tied up.
You know what I mean?
I do.
Okay. Wait, do you?
I may continue. You're at the bar. There's a girl. She's possibly into bondage, but there's a physical attraction. But
I'm
attraction.
Just saying, this is not like the... I'm just saying, it's right. Not like The Sims where like that...
The lights on the top.
Or in the top, it doesn't say... What the girl is. The first thing you're going to look at is a physical attraction.
Okay, what do you look at?
Eyes and okay. A smile. Because honestly, like, to me, boobs are going to sag, eggs are going to hang low, you know, so unless you got some bricks and some duct tape and shit ready to hold all that shit in.
Up.
Up and up and in.
Whoa, that sounds like first date. Up and in. Okay, so eyes, you smile at her. So
let's say I smile at her, she smiles back.
Okay.
Then I approach her.
How? And, all right, by yourself or with your friends?
By myself. What, is this a group set? What's up with you in groups?
I love groups.
I could see that. Like, hey, I need more support, guys. Kylie. Hey, Ephraim. Ooh.
Just bring anybody. Hey, Jessica. I don't know. Let's just put it inside of our
Jessica,
bug.
Marcos, Kylie. Hey, Kylie, come on. Let's go.
Hey, Sancho, come through.
Sancho,
You're bringing everybody.
Tia, hey, come here. Tell them that I know how to cook.
And Yenyo, I know you were not here last year, but I need you to help me with this approaching of a woman. No, okay, all right. So all right. You're by yourself.
Of course, you're by yourself.
Okay, you walk up to her. Is she by herself? Do you corner her?
Of course, she's not by herself. Corner her? What am I mugging her? Lay, hey, girl, go to the alley. I'm gonna talk to you real quick.
All right. So you approach her. You walk up to her.
Corner her.
She's talking to her friends. Do you say, hey, can I talk to you? Or do you just walk up to all her friends?
Are you
going to
let me? Or are you going to just answer for me?
I just want to paint a picture.
You're painting the wrong picture.
Oh, shit.
Cornering. Hey, excuse me. Come here. No.
Stella. I don't know if that's your name, but your beard says it.
I'll be laughing if she knows the movie. Be like, what?
All of a sudden someone screams, Richie, wrong movie, bitch. Okay, you see her. She has a pretty smile, pretty eyes.
Pretty
you
eyes, walk up pretty to her. Smile, yes. I walk up to her and I'm like, no, your stomach is wrong. That's not what I would do. I would not go.
All right, so that was Estella answering for the woman. She has been locked in by this big, tough guy. She's a hurt gazelle with her gazelle friends.
When did we get to animal planning on this?
I'm just saying, you saw her.
You know what?
You locked eyes.
We're cutting you off. No more tahi for you.
Tahi's making me wild and I just spit. No, okay, so you see her pretty smile, pretty eyes.
Yes, we got through the whole scenario.
She's
like,
really pretty.
We've been going through the scenario for like the last 3 minutes. I feel like I'm that movie that's so scratched up. You can't move forward. You can't move back. It's just stuck there. It's like that VHS we just... rewinded and it got stuck.
Oh,
okay. All right, so check this out. So if I see a woman, I hope she's a woman, hopefully she's at that age. Hey, people be faking IDs and shit. When I was a bouncer, you know how many fake IDs like people try to come up with?
All right, she's a woman. She has identified her age.
She's a girl.
She's identified her age.
I have an ID reader in my pocket.
Are you just happy to see me? I love it. You know
I
what?
Need your passport, your birth certificate.
I'm some spending cash. How old you are?
So check this out. So if I see her, and the first thing I was attracted to her was I saw the eyes and the smile. And I'm not going to lie, the next thing I'm going to check out is her butt. I am a booty man. I'm going to check out her butt. You know? That doesn't mean it's like a done deal if she don't have any. Or if it's like, okay, I got to talk to her if she does. But those are the first two things I would look at. I would approach her and be like, you know, like, hey, how are you? I'm sorry if I interrupted you guys. I'm not trying to. I'm just, you know, I noticed you from over there and I would like the opportunity. Maybe I could buy you a drink, you know, get to know your name, at least get to know, you know, who you are. Then be like, you know what? That's what you get. If she's attracted to me, whatever, she'll be like, oh, okay,
absolutely.
Cool. Something.
And then she's going to separate from the pack.
Yeah, of course, you know.
It is Animal Planet.
Jesus Christ. And you go from there. Okay. But I'm saying, though, then you talk to her. Yeah, but at least you have to have that first step.
You know what? You're right. Because a girl's going to admire that. Because nowadays, a guy won't do that. He will literally just stare, and it'll become an awkward situation until one of the other fajita girls is like, why are you looking at my friend? And then it gets all weird.
I feel like I remember seeing a commercial for this app called Happening, where apparently if people had the same app, and you know, let's say you had that app and I had that app, and we saw each other at the bar, but I was too much of a pussy to say anything, that app will notify me, like, hey, you passed this girl who has that app, and they saw each other, and you, like, I think that's how it worked. Like, that was a commercial. And I was like, that's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, that, it like, is.
You couldn't have a boss to say her, but now that you saw her on a dating thing, like, all of a sudden, it's like, oh, shit, like, hey, what's up? Yeah, I noticed you at the bar. No.
That's interesting.
So, approach her, ask her in a polite way. You're not going to grab her by the hair like a caveman, be like, you, me, here, let's go.
Right.
You know, ask her, like, you know what?
Can I buy you a drink? That's actually nice. Well, not even,
like, straight up like that, but, like,
what's your name?
Yeah, like, you know what? I'm sorry, hey, how are you? I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt the conversation you're having, but I noticed you from where I was standing.
Okay.
I noticed this about you, and I was wondering if I could know your name. So you know, buy you a drink.
Do you give a compliment? So when you say, I noticed your eyes, you have
no,
really
pretty
eyes.
No, you don't need to give a compliment. You just let her know that you noticed her.
I know, but
because a girl, knowing the smartass that she probably is, she'll be like, oh, how did you look at my eyes all the way over there? You sure it wasn't that bitch over there you're looking at?
Wow, that's a red flag.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. You don't know how a woman's going to react.
Understood.
You got to be, it's all about how you speak to her.
Right.
So you got to be like, you know what? I noticed you from where I was standing at. You know, and I would like, I would like to know, maybe I could get hi, or just start off, hi, how are you? My name is this. I noticed you from over there. I was wondering if maybe, you know, I could buy you a drink. You know, what's your name? And that's it. What's the worst you're going to be?
Okay, she tells you your name. My name is Claudia.
Okay, your name is Claudia. Oh, hey, how are you? My name is, you know...
Mark.
Mark.
Okay, Mark. I appreciate you noticing me from across the room.
Well, I don't think she'll say that.
What if she does? What if she's polite?
I highly doubt that. You're right. Going by the experience that I've known, or you're going by the best possible experience that you want to just make up in your head?
Second option.
Yeah, well, it doesn't work that way.
Hi, Claudia, come through.
How about get it together?
Right.
Not come through. Get it together. Look, in a realistic world, guys, have the balls. Approach the woman. Even if you meet her at a supermarket, okay? But know the woman you are approaching. Not like know her like, oh my gosh, she has four kids. She lives at this address, blah, blah, blah. No. Know her. If you see a woman at a grocery store, let's say you've seen her all the time, and you finally wanted to go talk to her, but I mean, know the woman that you're kind of approaching. If you see her with kids, don't approach a woman if you're not ready to date someone who has kids. You get me? If you have kids, you know, don't approach a woman that you, like, if you don't know if that's the kind of woman you just see her. That's because a man knows as much as a woman knows. Women have, like, two extra senses on top of their senses. It's bullshit reading and knowing if she wants something with a man right off the bat. A woman is like a shark and a piranha. They can smell blood from a mile away. They can smell that. That's pretty much the bullshit. They can smell it a mile away. And there's nothing a man could do to cover the scent. There ain't Febreze. There ain't that industrial, like, you know,
hormone repellent.
Whatever it is, that a woman's not going to be able to tell if a man's bullshitting or not.
Okay.
That's the thing. If you meet a man, you know off the bat, right off the bat, if he's bullshitting you, yes or no?
Yeah, you do.
Okay. And you know if it's somebody you could see a date with or something possible with, or even if you know it's not going to lead more than just a first date.
Right.
You get that idea, that vibe. You guys feel it.
Honestly, you do. You picture your life before your future life with them. Okay. You do. I mean, as crazy as it sounds, women do know immediately when they meet a man, if they could see them walking down the aisle and, you know, experience them standing in front of her while she's pushing out your first child. We do see that. Most of us do, but none of us admit it.
Okay. So, gentlemen, you got to think that way too. If you have kids, you got to look at a woman and be like, is she someone I could introduce my kids? Or is this a woman that I just want sexual relationships with? Because you got to know how to approach a woman for what you want. Same thing as a woman needs to respond to a man for what she wants. If a man approaches her in the form of, hey, I want to take you out, this and that. I find you attractive. I want to get to know you. But the only thing you find them attractive in is just wanting to fuck them. Then just be that.
Yeah.
Just tell them, you know what? You're really nice. I'm flattered. This, this, and this. Or whatever your excuse is. Scooping cat litter, whatever. Be like, you know what? I'm looking for a sexual relationship. Or, yes, I'm looking for something serious. If you're not, then just tell the guy, hey, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm flattered. I apologize. I'm just not looking for something. Don't give them your number. Have them call you. And then just be like, hey, you know what? I'm scooping my cat's litter today. Yeah, sorry. It's only 11 o'clock in the morning. I don't have all day to do this, but I choose to do it when you want to see me.
You're right. Guys have to have balls to ask a girl out.
We didn't take a break.
There was a break.
How many beers have you had?
A lot of breaks. It's called Three Stellas In.
Three Stellas In. I like it. I like it. That sounds something the Golden Girls will say.
Three Stellas In.
Three Stellas In.
One Blanche out. I just really want Blanche out of the picture. She's just a hoe.
Who is she? She's the hood rat, huh?
She's the redheaded hoe.
The redheaded
and
hoe.
And then I do like redheads, so it makes no
so
sense.
So do I. High five.
Yes.
Yes. I don't know what's up with... No, I like gingers. Like original... Like, we're talking about original OG...
Like freckles on the puny.
I don't know about that, but I know they have freckles on their cheeks. Sure.
What cheeks, buddy?
Was one of these girls, the ones you messed with, was she a ginger?
She was a redhead, not an original redhead. No freckles.
Ah, she's a fake redhead.
Mm-hmm,
and I don't want those. Way. I don't like
big
those.
Big redhead, real tits.
How do you know?
I felt them.
How do you know? You ever felt a fake tit?
I did.
When?
I felt my friend's tits that have implants. I want to know what
can
they
can you
feel
really
like.
Tell the difference?
You can. They're harder. They're just like, it's not firm, it's hard.
Imagine if a guy gets his balls done.
Nobody wants like to deal with scrotums. Implants? Scrotum? A scrotum implant. Did you lose the scrotum in like some kind of situation?
What if he did? What if he was a veteran, lost it?
I don't know. Maybe we could find someone that we can interview. I mean, I'm not going to touch it, but I want to like... I mean,
do you want to touch it? Touch my fake balls. It's not really touching it because they're fake.
Yeah, we're all agreeing to touch the ball.
I'm not touching anything. I don't give a fuck if it's fake or not.
All right, I'm going to say that I will be the brave one, and I will touch... all the balls that need to be touched on this
show. You'll scrub it? You'll give them a scrotum scrub?
I mean, that's for the next product. It'll be selling at the swap meet where the stripper seller hand me down clothes.
All right, guys. So check this out. Have the balls, fake or not, to ask a woman out. The worst you're going to get is a no. That's it. That's all she's going to say is a no. Ladies, say no if you're not interested. Just say no. Don't give them your number.
Just say no. Just drugs.
No, I didn't say drugs. Well, yeah, say no to drugs.
Just say no, but don't do it. Just do it. I'm getting confused with the slogans, Padrino. Just drink, do it or just say no.
Drink your beer.
Wow, I will.
Okay, some more tajin in there.
Threaten me with a good time and some heartburn. I'm brave. I touch fake balls.
Not yet.
We can't. It's a possibility.
How do you find that? Is it like a listing?
Is anybody who is listening... has a fake scrotum or testicle
that
please,
I would love to touch.
I would love to touch it for scientific purposes. Please let
when
us know.
When did you become a scientist? Before we get him all excited. Or saying, her.
Oh, the truth.
What if a girl wants to have become a man? Wouldn't they give her fake balls?
We'll have to research it and
like,
people know.
Would they give her like the handball size, tennis ball size, golf ball?
I have never seen
ping pong.
I mean, if your balls.
I'm just saying.
It's not a ball.
They, like, if a guy wants to go into a female, wouldn't they chop it off and transform that into, like.
Maybe we can have a doctor come on and answer those questions. That's a good question. Jeez, I don't know.
That is. Right?
But I was going to say, if anybody does have a fake testicle out there and has some time, please DM us at Tacos con el Padrino.
El Caprino? Tacos con el Cabrón.
I was literally going to say cabrón. I was just thinking of balls right now, and balls equal to cabrón. But no, really, hit us up on the DM.
With the correct Instagram, which is?
Tacos con el Padrino.
Yes.
I mean, just let us know. You've touched a fake
that sounds like
ball.
A tacos. Tacos al carbón. No, that is that fucking thing. That is something.
That's delicious. Yeah, right. And I'm hungry right now. I'm just saying... if you've touched a prosthetic testicle, if you have a prosthetic testicle, let us know.
Are there even a thing of we should Google that.
I'm certain. There's prosthetic everything.
All right, so check this out. Going back, guys. Fucking, well, like my grandma says, agárrate uno y apriétate el otro, fake or not. Go ask a woman now. What's she gonna say is no. Ladies, if you find him attractive, you want to get to know him, then say yes. You know, give him your number, talk, conversate. There's nothing wrong with that. Okay? There's nothing wrong. Now, of course, if he shows up at your work and you don't never told him where you work at, yeah, that's something.
That's a red flag.
It's a big red flag. That's like 911 calling right there. Guys, if you find her attractive and she shows up at your work and you never even told her where you work at, chances are you're not going to get rid of her. I'm not going to lie. She's like, they're more, women are more crafty than guys. But tell me how many guys will still hit that. Right?
Crazy does make for a fun time.
Especially with you bondage. Sound that like you know that through experience.
I know a lot of things through experience.
I can see that.
I mean, age and wisdom.
Age and wisdom.
Mm-hmm. I've accomplished both.
Sure. Okay.
On that note.
Look, guys, just do that. Now, to take a girl on a first date, honestly, don't do the dinner and the movies. Like, what are you going to do? Whisper, hey, what's your favorite color?
I would say, shut the fuck up. I'm trying to watch this movie. Fool, we just spent $12.
Why did you sound like Gary Coleman real quick? Like, what you talking about, Miss Willis?
I'm just saying.
You, like, straight up sounded like Gary Coleman. Like, man. Like, straight up.
It wasn't Gary Coleman. That was the person that was being told, what you talking about, Willis? It was that his was, brother. No. His brother said, what you talking about, Willis Kendall?
No, that was him. There's memes everywhere about that. No.
Well, you're right. Don't take a girl to a movie. Don't take us to a movie. Don't take us to a buffet. We all know we're not going to fucking get down and eat at a buffet in front of
that's
a
like
guy
the third date. Time. That's the third date. Maybe the second date if you hit it on the first date. Because some true. Women are sucias out there.
They are.
Some women are straight up sucias. They'll do anything for that taco Hold platter. Hold
on. Will you keep dating a girl after she puts out her taco on the first date? Have
would
you?
I, would have
you?
I what?
Have you continued to date a girl after she gave up the taco the first date?
That wouldn't really be considered dating then, would it? That's like fuck buddy sessions now.
So do you take the fuck buddy to the buffet or you take the girl to the buffet?
Why a buffet?
I'm just saying.
I thought you said don't take them to a buffet. Now we're taking them to like hometown or what?
Yeah, after the third date. You said you hit it already.
If I'm going to go take a girl on a first date, the first thing I would do is honestly take her to a place where you know both of you are going to like. Honestly, I'm not going to lie. Tacos. Take her to a fucking taco stand. Take her somewhere where you know it's like, hey, tacos. Because who doesn't like tacos? And if she's a vegetarian, fucking tell her it's tofu carne asada. Shit, I don't know. Like, well, not vegetarian. Wait, then wouldn't that be vegetarian?
That would be vegetarian. So you're straight up saying, lie to a girl, put meat in her mouth on the first date.
If she wouldn't suck a dick, that's meat in her mouth anyways.
Wow, padrino.
I'm just saying. You're asking if a girl puts that on the first date.
That's true.
So she can't carne asada, but she can eat fucking salchicha?
Longanisa.
Longanisa. Fuck, straight up fucking...
Longer, girthier, and fattier.
Come get this Long John.
Long John, Farmer John comes up. Hey.
What the fuck? We're not promoting anybody. You're going to get sued. Like, straight up. Like, shit. Like,
I'm just thinking
Farmer John's going to, like, send a warning. Like, we're not incorporated with Tacos con el Padrino.
Or your sausage.
Yeah, we have no idea what they're saying.
I would love to read a letter like that. Like, you are getting sued for my sausage. I mean. Look,
guys, check this out. My thing, taco stand. Take her to a good place where, you know, they serve good tacos. Cheap. Honestly, guys, we're all on a budget. I've taken girls out where you take them Cheesecake Factory, Olive Garden, nice restaurants. You're spending over $100 on food and something with a female. But during that time, what if there's no connection?
What if they're on their phone?
Yeah, what if they're on their phone? Technically, hey, you know what? This was good. Let me give you this money. Let's pay your phone bill while we're at it. Because technically, that's pretty much it. Just take her to a place where you know it's going to be a good time for both of you.
A good ambiance.
Yes, a good ambiance, you know? But don't take it like to the hood taco stands where you know you might need a bulletproof vest just in case shit goes down.
So we're not going to Huntington Park is what you're saying.
No, you can take her there. Sure? There's certain places you can go and you should know. Come on now.
So I think what Patrino's saying is take her to a place where you're familiar with, where you have the ability to impress her. You know, there's tables and chairs and it's somewhat quiet. The food's okay. There's not going to be a rat running by her foot.
Of course. What? Her foot?
Yeah, I don't think a rat would run on the table.
Oh, no, don't take care of that. No, you want to... What I'm saying is, to me, tacos would be a good first date. You're getting to know, you're chilling, you're talking. You get to find out, does she like, is she just good with the chicken tacos, barbacoa tacos, carne asada? Because there's some women like, oh, I don't eat chicken. All right, cool. You know, what happens if you take her to a steakhouse and she doesn't eat steaks? Majority of those steakhouses don't serve chickens.
That's true. Chickens, the whole chickens.
The thing is, how hungry is she?
Let me just say,
how hungry is she? I'll just say, how hungry is she? Let me pause it,
Padrino. Is this a date or is this fear factor? Because that, you know, you said chickens. That makes me think they're alive. So you're gonna test this girl on the first fucking date and see if she'll kill a chicken?
No, what's wrong with you? No.
I'm just saying that sounds like a fun date. I'm down. I would have stopped.
Kill a chicken.
I would have stopped scooping poop for that date.
Like, hey, I'm not going to scoop poop if you go let me break chickens next.
Yeah, it's a first. And that's what we're talking about in this episode, right?
No. Oh, my God. Guys, taco stand. I personally would take her to a taco stand. Then from there, maybe a bookstore. Barnes & Noble. It's not just books. And you get to see how she thinks.
What she likes.
Yeah, she's going to automatically go to the book, even though she might not read. I don't know if she knows how to read or not. Let's just say, I don't know. Just saying. You take her to the bookstore, she's going to automatically go to the thing. And Barnes & Noble doesn't just have books. They have a coffee shop upstairs. I think majority of them have coffee shops upstairs, downstairs, whatever. They have a place where they have records, vinyls, movies, arts and crafts, like a whole bunch of stuff.
That's your recommendation for first date?
I honestly think so.
Because from my perspective, I'm a female.
That's where you're going to give your perspective. But if you let me finish mine, then you can give yours. Sounds good. I would honestly be tacos. Take her out, enjoy to a good place. You got something good ambiance, you're chilling, you're talking, you're in the car, you're eating, you're just laughing. You know, you're enjoying each other's company. You're letting her be who she is. In all honesty, think about it. You spend all week working long hours, everything. You're tired, you're exhausted. When you go on a date, you want to unwind, you want to relax. How are you going to do that in a nice fancy restaurant where you got to be uptight and you got to be cutting your food and, you know, eating properly and everything, be that person you know you don't want to be. You know, a little bit like, you want to just relax, enjoy, and laugh. You're not going to be able to do that at the movies either.
Okay.
You get me? And then think about it. What do you have to go bathroom? You go to the bathroom, whatever you missed part of the movie, the good part.
That's true.
You get me? In all honesty, they're like, don't do it. And if you're going to go on a date, don't be on your phone. That's what I'm saying. Those live places prevent you from being on your phone. Because you're interacting. There's people around you. You got to use both your hands to hold the taco plate and to eat the taco. You're not going to be like, hey, hold my taco plate while I eat it and I'm on my phone. You go to the bookstore, you're not on your phone. You're walking around. You're holding her hand. You're escorting. You're showing her what's going on. You're looking at the things she likes. I think that will be a good first date. You're talking. You're getting to know. You see where her eyes are leading her to. She wants mystery, drama. Like, you learn. You get me? What do you think? In all honesty, what do you think? How does that sound? Would you go out with a guy? Would you be interested in a guy who takes you to the movies and dinner, or someone who's taking you to a taco stand where you know you're going to like, and then to a bookstore to see what's the difference on stuff? Or how about the last bookstore in downtown?
Well, then you're speaking to my heartstrings. Yes, if a guy pays attention to what I have to say, if we've already conversated, he approached me at a bar. You know, I was okay with giving him my name and us going out, and he paid attention to the conversation. He knows I like to read. He knows I like sweets, and he takes me to the Lax bookstore in downtown LA, and then takes me to one of those taco trucks, and then maybe to like a bakery that he's been to before. Yes, because that's impressive. Number one, we're going to talk. We're going to walk. It shows that he pays attention to detail. It's being sincere. In all honesty, it's being genuine, being yourself. I know that a really smart man told me once, he asks a girl for a picture, you know, point blank, out of nowhere. And if he gets it right away, he knows she's real. If he has to wait 3 hours till she applies the filter, adds editing lights and this and that, you know, he's not going to waste his time. Make sure that when you do have that connection, be real with each other. Like, Let's start there. Let's just be who we are. And not fake, like they say, don't fake the funk.
Show your true colors. Don't pretend you're gold and then you're honestly fucking caca brown.
Right.
You know,
don't tell the representative.
Look, if you're a blue, be a blue. If you're a green, be a green. Don't pretend you're going to be something because on the honesty,
girls,
literally, you know, colors. There's many colors. It's not just this is green. That's it. There's all these colors. you don't go pretending you're going to be a blue because you see a guy who is a blue. Find your other green, whether it's lime green, forest green, olive green. There's other greens out there that you could be compatible with. Do you get me? I think that's honestly true. People try to be something that they're not, and they shouldn't be. Be happy. Be pleasant. If you laugh like a hyena, find a man that's going to love that you laugh like a hyena.
That's true.
If, guys, if you're a little chubby, find a woman that loves the chubby. Man, maybe she likes it. Maybe she wants to feed you more. Who the fuck cares? Hey, enjoy that. Give the honest and the best. Don't just fake it. Honestly, guys, girls, don't do that. My, what can you give as advice to a girl if a guy asks her out or if she wants to ask a guy out?
Okay. And this is not based on my cat litter statement earlier. If you want to go out with a guy, honestly, be yourself. At my age and through the things that I've experienced in my life, once you are comfortable with who you are and you truly are happy and in a good place and you go out with somebody, it doesn't matter how you meet them, how you approach them, how they approach you. It's all about being genuine. If someone gives you a good vibe, you know that you're in a safe space. You know, just enjoy it. Go with it. You'll know when you go out with someone who's wrong for you. You know, your body will tell you things. You'll shake. You'll be nervous. If you really think about it, when your palms get sweaty or when your heart rate accelerates, you know, sometimes, you know, it's you having maybe nerves, but other times it really is your body telling you you're not with the right person. You just know. As a woman, I say, trust your instincts, Uber to the location. If you're meeting a stranger or a blind date, Uber there, keep your wits when you have your drinks, you know your limits, and definitely just go by the golden rule. Treat someone how you want to be treated.
Yes.
And to me, that's honest to goodness, be yourself, because nobody wants a representative, because then you feel defrauded at the end of the day.
Yes, you do. Guys, just be you. If you're goofy, be goofy. If you're funny, be funny. A woman likes a man that can make her laugh. Now, we're talking about, what are we talking about?
This got real serious. I mean, we're talking about first, and you just went first date.
Well, honestly, guys need to know. That was the one thing we talked about on the intro. How to ask a woman, how to go on a first date, where's a good place to go. Honestly, that's a good thing. You want to be interactive. This is the first dates are the times where you want to impress. Be interactive in the forms of don't be on your phone. I've gone on dates and I'm talking to the person and then next to me, it's a couple and they're on their phones. It's like, then what are you even doing showing up? Like, why even here? Why don't you have virtual food? Fucking, hey, Uber her some food. She Ubers you some food. Fucking go live streaming and what's the video chat and say, I got the food you sent me. FaceTime. Thank you. FaceTime.
Honestly, it's kind of cool.
I'm just, wow.
I mean, if you're going to have a long distance relationship, you have to keep it spicy. Well,
that's one thing. Yeah. Send her some chipotle or something.
Oh my God. So you want her to have diarrhea?
First of all, who says she's going to get sick from that?
I know nobody who eats chipotle and doesn't have a food baby right after.
A food baby? Wow.
Yeah. It's a full birthing situation after chipotle.
Chipotle?
Yeah.
Or chipood.
Chipood. That's what they meant. Chipood. So they're actually Indian owned. They're not Mexican cuisine. Chipood.
Chipood. Now we're French. The boot.
Chipoots. It's a boot time. Now we're Canadian. We're French Canadians, eh? It's a boot time. To end it on a light note, just be yourself when you go on a date.
Yes. For that, yes.
Be yourself.
Another thing. Mine's right. On a good note, be yourself. Be who you want to be liked for, not for something you're going to... Because honestly, guys, the truth is going to come out. If you pretend you're going to be something you're not, it's going to come out. Women, the same thing.
Yeah. Feelings get hurt.
It's like a girl who sends a picture. It's
with
like,
a filter.
Not even a fucking filter.
No, a filter. Honestly, you see this bitch with fucking dog ears and glasses, and then she shows up and she's fucking Consuelo?
Maybe she's trying to be honest that she's a perra.
I like that. But no, because you know
what? She likes it doggy style. That's why she put the doggy ears.
That's true. But when she shows up and she doesn't have those angles and she doesn't have the picture she took.
You know, one time I remember one of my boys was telling me that there's this girl that he met. I think he said he met her online and we had technical difficulties with the beer over here, that he met her online and everything. And the thing was, they started sending pictures.
Okay.
But he's all like, dude, she sent me. She had a butt. She was pretty looking. You could tell she's thin in the face, this and that. And
thin,
like,
in the face.
Thin in the face. Well, that's what the thing. And like, oh, that's cool. That's cool. They end up meeting, okay? He saw her first because she got there first. He said he turned back. Apparently, she was hiding her stomach because her mirror wasn't big enough, and she was hiding it. She told him, and he showed me the text, that she said she weighed 175. And he's like, she did not weigh 175. Girls, don't lie about how you look. Just be straight up. If you're a little chubby, you're a little chubby. Guys, too. Guys can't hide it. Okay? Damn. I'm just saying. Like, how do you do that? It's like a girl who takes a picture, who sits up on the sink in the bathroom and makes it look like she has an ass. And then she comes over there and she's like a fucking, you know.
Carpenter's dream.
A carpenter's dream. Flat as a board and he's in a nail.
I mean.
I'm just saying.
Did she go to the taco stand though?
She needed some type of fat.
Oh.
Some suadero.
Nice.
I'm just saying. Be who you are. Don't fake it. You can't fake it because the truth is going to come out.
Agreed.
Someone's going to see you and you'll be like, what the fuck is going on?
Right.
Like, you're not the girl. You're not the guy. What's going on? It's like, what was that thing going on where a lot of people were...
Catfish.
Was it catfish?
Catfishing. Or like you're sending pictures of someone else and talking online and then when they meet, it's like not the real person.
Yeah. Yeah, don't be a catfish.
No.
No, don't do that.
Just be yourself. There's nobody better to be you than yourself.
All right, guys. So you heard the thing. Be yourself. Have fun. Enjoy it.
Be safe.
Be safe. Definitely be safe. Fucking Ziploc bag that shit, guys. You never know. Girls, don't put out the first night. Believe me. If he's worth it, he's going to wait. You know you're worth it. If it's just sex, then do whatever the fuck you want to do because no one's going to stop you, in all honesty. But at least be honest to the person and be like, hey, you know what? I only want sex. Because they might actually be looking for something serious. Don't hold them back from someone that could actually love them the way they want to be loved. Just because you find them attractive or find her attractive, all you want is good nut. Right?
That's true. Just be honest.
And be yourself.
I love it.
Good. All right, guys. You know what? Thank you again for listening. That's all the time we have for today. And I hope you enjoyed the show. And we'll see you next time. Again, guys, don't forget to hit us up on our IG. Tacos con el Padrino. Hit us up. Start following us. Tell your friends, your family, and do that. Hit us up with sexist.
Hey, we're not taking sex, but we are taking testicle implants. If you want to go ahead and follow us.
Yes, follow us. Suggestions, questions. What else do you guys want to listen to or hear
what do you
us talk
know?
About? Yeah, what do you want? If you have a question, what do you guys want to know about us? Give us the questions. You know, we'd be glad to answer them.
Padrino, we know we got to post that tattoo now. And we also need to get a studio that does not allow the big trucks to drive by.
To drove by. Not drive by. Drove by.
He drove. It's past tense. But we are going to see that tattoo on a post.
I'm going to post a tattoo. Honestly, it's something simple, so don't get all excited thinking it's like crazy.
But if I can ask you guys to put a like on that picture so I can know how many of you listened and how many can follow directions, that would be wonderful.
Yes. We'll do that and everything. Yeah.
And we'll talk to you guys next time.
Sounds good.
All right. Bye, Padrino.